right, we're going to get started with our post-race media availabilities for today's Gander Outdoors 400. We are joined by our third-place finisher, Alex Bowman, driver of the number 88 Exalta All-Pro Teacher Chevrolet. This is Alex's first top 10 finish in six races here at Pocono Raceway. We will open up to questions here for Alex. We'll start here with Zach.
Zach Sterniola, Pocono Record. Alex, this race seemed like a real bright spot for the whole organization today. I think, I don't know if y'all finished that way, but all four cars were in the top 10 at some point. You end up with a third place finish here and driving the Eagles car. What does a run like this mean for you at this point in the season when you're so close to the playoffs here?
Yeah, obviously it was a great points day for us. But on top of that, it's proof that we're improving each and every week and continually getting better. Obviously, we're not doing it as quickly as we want to, but days like today make all the hard work for the guys back at the shop, the engine shop, the chassis shop, body shop, the whole road crew. Days like today make it worth it. So very glad, especially considering how bad we were when we started the weekend and how bad we qualified, to come out of here with a solid top five is a great day. Obviously, wish it would have been a little better, but I think we kind of had Pocono circled as a place that we thought we had pretty good race cars, and the 9 was really good, especially last race. So we knew we were going to be pretty strong here. We're kind of shocked we were as bad as we were on Saturday, but I think it was a great day for us, and it's proof that we're getting better.
We'll continue with questions for Alex. Did we have any questions upstairs in the media center or in the press box?
You guys are pumped up right now. I mean, are you taking – did everybody just wake up from a nap, or what happened? Deadlines? You guys need some coffee.
Do you have one, Scott?
Or some Mountain Dew.
We're going to go to Scott.
Scott Walsh from the Scranton Times-Tribune. Alex, can you just kind of take us through that last restart? Because I think when they got three wide, that enabled you to pick
no
up
No questions
the,
from upstairs.
That enabled you to pick up the move into third place.
Yeah, I felt like I had a pretty poor final restart. My spotter said to wait for the 18 to put a hand out the window and go, and I was planning on pushing him. I guess he didn't want to be pushed initially because he didn't want to spin the tires. He wanted to be pushed later, so I left a little gap. And then he just went at the very first part of the box. So snookered me a little bit there. I don't know if it helped him or not. I mean, obviously he still won, but I felt like we both would have been better off if I could have pushed him, but it wasn't a bad restart because once they got like tied up on the bottom there into the tunnel, I just drove around him on the outside and was able to clear him. So I felt like I was able to be pretty aggressive, going to the outside through the tunnel turn and kind of put people in a box that they had to lift. And that's what it took to gain spots on restarts. So it's a tricky corner, and restarting on the outside was pretty advantageous, so it all worked out. And then I about gave it all away in turn three on the last lap, but glad we held on to it.
We'll go back to Zach.
I don't know if you got a chance to see Bubba Wallace's crash in turn one, but it was a brake failure there, obviously fastest part of the track. Do moments like that, knowing that even your teammates have had brake failures here in the recent past, do moments like that ever cause concern for you or just regarding your safety as a driver in the sport?
As part of being a race car driver, what we do is not safe. Obviously, NASCAR has done everything they can to continually make the sport safer, and they've done a great job, the cars and all the technology getting safer, but it's never going to be safe. I had a brake rotor explode, a brake failure at Kentucky 2 weeks ago, so obviously my hit was probably quite a bit less and probably running a little bit slower there, but I mean, every time you go into turn one, it's definitely, you know, if something breaks, it's going to hurt. So, hate that for him. It looked like it hurt. I saw Jimmy do it, a couple years ago here. So that's tough. I had something hanging down on top of my feet, and I was worried there for quite a while that it was going to stick the throttle because it was right on top of my right foot. So glad that didn't happen. But that's just part of being a race car driver. You can't let stuff like that bother you. If it happens, it happens, and move on from it.
WHIP Radio, Dylan Coyle. Feel pretty amped up right now. It's your best ever finish in your career. How are you feeling? Could you go into detail about that?
I'm ready to get some food, maybe take a nap, go home, see my dogs tonight. They don't really care where I finish. So, no, I mean, it's a great day. For me, it's more about my guys and the guys back at the shop. They work so hard, and there's no, like, everybody works as hard as they possibly can and is at 10 tenths all the time. Every team's like that. But when you start the year off like we have, we've asked a lot of people to step up and work that much harder every week. And good runs like this kind of make it worth it for them. So obviously a win would be much better. But to have all four of us have pretty solid days, it hopefully shows them that all their hard work is worth it, because we've come a long way from where we started.
So going on that topic, does this inspire some more confidence going forward, not only, you know, for the team, but individually for you with this top five?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's easy to get down on yourself in this sport, and it's been a rough 2 weeks. So glad we had a good, solid day today. I think the team will be pretty confident. You know, we're like I said, it proves to us and everybody else that we are getting better. So we know places that we're going to for the second time, we're headed in the right direction.
Now we have another one from Scott up front.
Alex, I don't know how much you quote unquote scoreboard watch or points watch or whatever, but obviously this was a good points day for you with being the cutoff. Can you just talk a little bit about that, about maybe putting a little more distance between you and I think Ricky and Paul were right behind you there in the standings?
Yeah, it's also easy to erase that when you have a weekend like we had at Kentucky. So it was great to have a good points day, but not trying to watch it too much, just trying to do the best job I can and that we can each and every week. So if we maximize each and every week, hopefully they won't catch us in points, and we'll go from there.
Anything final for Alex? We'll wrap up with Bob.
The wallet deliverer. I lost my wallet last week, and he brought it to me. What a guy. The money was still there.
Yeah. Bob Hock, ESPN. Did you just have more speed today? Was it better handling? I mean, do you have an idea of why you were better?
You know, we weren't horrible throughout the weekend. Like, the car didn't drive bad. It was just slow. So Greg made the car better all race long. It really drove about how it drove all weekend. It really didn't drive that much differently. We just got little bits better, and we're really able to maximize track position with our pit crew and our restarts.
All right, Alex, thanks for joining us. Good luck next week at Watkins Glen.
Thanks, guys. Give Daniel questions about his car not being low enough. His street car, he lowered it, but it's not low enough.
And Alex helped us begin to introduce our next driver coming to the stage. It's Daniel Suarez, driver of the number 19 Stanley Toyota, who finished second today, and it's a career best finish for him. Just an FYI for you guys, we're having some technical difficulties communicating with the press box, so they're texting me questions, so we'll open with one from the press box for you, Daniel. With your performance today, how do you feel about going to Watkins Glen next weekend, the site of your previous career best finish before today's race, and maybe getting that win to put you into the playoffs?
Yeah, actually, I was just talking about that, how good is this result for our race team and for everyone in the 19 group, because we know how good we run in the Glen, and you know, we had a good result my first time there in the Cup car, so we are not expecting anything less. We have good momentum right now in our side, and hopefully we can keep that going. You know, today was a solid day. Yesterday was, you know, as well, very positive. So just very proud of my team, and we just have to take advantage of this and keep working hard.
And we'll continue with questions here in the media center. We'll start with Zach.
Zach Sterniolo, although Pocono Record. Daniel, I know yesterday you were talking about the fact that you guys were improving from first practice to second practice all the way through qualifying, and now it seems like this was your most complete race, where you start on pole, end up finishing second. What positives can you take from this weekend as you roll into the rest of this regular season?
You know, a lot of times this year we've been in the situation where we have a good top 10 car in the beginning of the race, and then, you know, you have to make adjustments. You can't stay without touching the car, because everyone gets better.
And if you don't do a good job making good adjustments in your race car, you are going to get behind. And I felt like in the last couple months, maybe, I don't really know why, but for a reason, we haven't done a good job, you know, keeping up with the track and making adjustments. And we start good the race, but then we are not as strong by the end of the race. That is when it matters. And something I'm very proud of this weekend is that first practice we're okay, second practice we're better, we qualify well, we race in the start of the race we're okay, and then we were a little bit bad. We made some adjustments in a couple of stops, and we got the car better. So that for me means a lot. How well the communication was working today to make good adjustments in our race car to keep ourselves in front. So. That was something good, and that's why I'm very proud of my team.
We'll come up front to John.
John Haverland, ESPN Albuquerque. Five of the top seven finishers are either 26 or younger, so it looks like that they were finally all the younger drivers are finally stepping up to the task and trying to beat the big three. Do you just? I asked the other drivers if they felt that way. Do you feel like that's kind of happening with? Coming into the second half of the season, maybe the younger guys are going to start winning races?
Well, it was about time. I feel like we're late. Kyle, Martin, Kevin, they are great drivers with a lot of experience with great race teams. So they have the whole package. And sometimes for a newer driver, it's a little bit more difficult to build that package. And I feel like... you know, it takes time. It's not like a switch that you just have to turn it on and you're going to be running great. It takes time and it's a process. I feel like last year, actually, at this point of the season, we're running stronger than right now. But right now, we've been working extremely hard to keep our speed through the race. Not just start with the speed and then lose some of it. So just. You know, proud of my team. Hopefully, we can take advantage of this and move forward. And hopefully, we can be one of the race teams that breaks that, you know, big three guys and get a win.
We have another question coming from the press box. This is from Reed Spencer. Was it a group decision to pit all five Toyotas before the end of stage two? And do you think that changed the course of the race?
I don't really know. You know, I haven't had the opportunity to talk to my crew chief with a lot of detail, but they are in communication all the time. In the beginning of the race, the 11 and myself were doing kind of the same thing, and the 20 was doing something different. So, sometimes they work things out together, and sometimes we decide to do something different. Seemed like on this time it worked out well for all of us because we know that between us we can race aggressive and clean at the same time. So I guess that obviously helped a little bit.
All right, we'll go over here to the right to Bob.
Bob Hockers, ESPN. You probably know what's coming. I asked you on the grid in English, but can you say in Spanish what this weekend has meant for you and your career?
Sure. Bueno, estoy muy contento por el performance de mi equipo de este fin de semana. Han hecho muy buen trabajo en este fin de semana y en la semana para poder ganar velocidad y constancia. Los últimos dos meses, tres meses han sido difíciles para nosotros en cuestión de velocidad, de consistencia y de resultados. Y bueno, siempre es bueno tener un fin de semana fuerte como el que tuvimos hoy. El segundo lugar no nos lo regaló nadie, se trabajó muy fuerte para ello, al igual que la calificación y toda la carrera corriendo al frente. Entonces hay que sentirnos orgullosos, seguir trabajando fuerte por esta misma dirección y ojalá que en las próximas cinco semanas podamos concretar en alguna carrera. Gracias.
We'll go back to Zach.
Obviously you had two late restarts there where you were second on the restart. What was going through your mind first after the long red flag there? I know you had a lot of time to think about that one, and I'm sure thinking that would be the last chance, and then again having that overtime restart.
You know, man,
sometimes as a driver, you are on offense or you are in defense. And myself, in the second half of the race, I was the entire time on offense. And I was just attacking as hard as I can. I was driving as hard as I can. Many times, my spotter was telling me what was going on behind me. And one or two times, I was very, very close to tell him, hey, I don't care about what's going on behind me. I'm just tell me what's going on with 18. But, we did a good job. I feel like we put ourselves in position and, we just have to put ourselves in position more often. If this starts to happen often, we're gonna get one. We just have to keep working hard and maybe next time we can get a little bit more help from behind. I feel like that was all it was gonna take, just a little bit more push. The last restart was very good on my side. I was side drafting the 18 very well. I was even with him, and because we're even, the 20 was coming with a big run, and when I saw him coming, I started blocking him, but instead of pushing me, he decided to try to take the lead as well. And after that, obviously, it was, I put myself in attack mode, but defense mode at the same time. So I knew it was going to be a little bit difficult, but at least we were able to recover the second place.
Anything additional for Daniel? All right, Daniel, thanks for joining us. Congratulations. Good luck next week.